Meine lieben Roommates, herzlich willkommen zu einem Gutzel, einem kleinen Wochenend-Überraschungs-Bonbon. Folge 395,5. Wir machen jetzt immer mal wieder halbgares Zeug. Nicht eine volle Gästefolge, nicht eine volle Zeit, nur eine halbe Stunde maximal. Aber was sonst so passiert? Und ich habe am Mittwoch jemanden kennengelernt, der Englisch spricht. Und zwar Macklemore. Und deswegen ist er jetzt am Telefon. Hallo Ben. Hey Ben. What's up? Can I call you Ben, or do I call you Mac or Macklemore, or how do you want to? Yeah.
Ben is fantastic. Ben is fantastic, and I agree with everything you just said in German.
Do you speak any German?
Dankeschön.
Dankeschön. Can you say herzlich willkommen?
No. It's early. It is early.
German is hard too. It's a harsh language, right?
You know what? It's a beautiful language. Let me try. Say it one more time, and then I'm going to try.
Herzlich willkommen.
Herzlich willkommen. Man, I can't say that, man. There's no way.
Sort of. That's totally all right. So we did play golf together on Wednesday. You're back home, but if you met a friend, what did you tell him? How was it? How was your Wednesday?
Oh, my Wednesday was fantastic. We have a trophy, Paul. We have a trophy, man. And it's completely because you claim that you were a 20 handicap and you were really good with the putter. And we got a trophy, second place, which feels like first place.
I have one question. There was one of the shots of the day was a 35, 40 foot putt over two breaks. You nailed. You put it in. Why is it not on social media? Is there... Did nobody film that?
You know what? That comes back to my manager, who filmed all of my bad shots and decided to not film when I actually made a putt. So, you know, a lot of people that I talked to about that putt, and I'm glad that you said 35 or 40 feet because it was probably like 17, but it should just keep getting longer and longer as the years go on. He decided to not press record. So we have no proof, but you and I know. You and I know what happened.
Our friend Jason, the Bachelor, his guy filmed everything. I mean, I was very proud of my joke. Whenever I'm not good in making jokes in English, but sometimes I hit it. And when I sent you the DM, just saying, Jason's guy filmed it. I laughed a little bit. I was proud of that.
I did too.
That was a little funny. We played with Sergio Garcia. You talked a lot with him. He's like a legit superstar. Did you see he played very, very well in first round?
You know what, Paul? I did see that. And I don't think that you and I should take full credit for him shooting 7 under, but I think that we probably should get most of that credit. I think that, you know, you and Sergio had a great rapport. You loosened him up. You made him laugh. You took a lot of pictures of him, which at times was awkward, but, you know, I think that you loosened him up, as did I, and he went out yesterday and just balled out of control.
How did you end up over there? We just, because our listeners don't understand, why did we play golf together? There's a PGA Tour stop Thursday to Monday, and we got to play Wednesday as amateurs together with a pro, right?
Yes.
And was it planned? It was originally planned that you come to Germany, right? To the Munich tournament.
Was it? I believe that is true. Yeah, we were going to do that. Yeah. And then there was this thing called the coronavirus that ruined everything. But I don't really know how, the BMW Championship Pro-Am came together, but it did. And, you know, it's funny, I saw you from far away because you were wearing my clothing company, Bogey Boys, and you were wearing the Dalmatian shirt. And yes, we spotted you on the putting green from far away. And I met you the night before, but I didn't really get much time with you. And I saw you from far away, and I was very excited that one person on that golf course was wearing the clothing company. And sure enough, it was the person that I was playing with. Which was you.
Well, I've support is no mod, we say. We don't, it's not a kill. I learned that in music, actually, because working with a band, it's kind of a rule. Whoever I shot, whenever I shot covers or whatever, I ordered the album on for the release day, the box even. I think that's what you should do if you work together. So I thought the least I can do is buy one of the very, very, very nice Del Martino shirts. I really like it. It was a little thick for 110 degrees and humidity of 80%. But what's a good product feature is if it's drenched in sweat, which it was, you don't see it, which is not the case with light blue trousers. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
You know what? I am. Thank you for bringing that up. I appreciate it.
Can you walk our listeners through the trouser?
Yeah, you know, as Paul just explained, it was very, very hot. I'm talking about, I am addicted to golf, and it was too hot to play golf.
Yes.
In general. And I decided I had a lot of different pant options. You know, I had a navy blue breathable pair. I had all the sweat wickening pairs of pants ready to go. But no, I decided that I was going to wear a baby blue cotton pair of pants. And, you know, I'm not particularly like a sweaty guy. You know, like I sweat. I wouldn't say that, you know, I'm someone that's profusely sweating all the time by any means. But this particular day, was too hot for me. I wore these pants, and on about the third hole, maybe fourth, Paul, you came up to me and said, I'm going to stand in behind you. I'm going to stand behind you because your ass is a little bit sweaty. And, you know, I tried to play it cool, but I panicked inside. You know, I'm mic'd up. I'm being filmed.
There were a lot of cameras behind us. There were a lot of spectators.
There was a lot of cameras. There was a lot of cameras. I proceeded to shank my next shot. And you were right. You could completely see coming from the small of my back, a trail of sweat leading to my asshole.
Correct.
It's called
there's a German word for it. Arschwasser. Arschwasser.
Yes. That's yes. It's that. I think that term is universal. I have no idea what that means, but we all know what it is.
Yeah.
And so then I had someone go track me down another pair of pants. What came back was shorts. And I had on like shoes that looked like I should have been at a wedding and brown socks and these tiny little shorts. I had no confidence, Paul. I had no confidence.
But you, like, I'm a shorts guy. I told you, like, I don't wear long pants anymore. You're the total opposite. Control I, like, inverted in Photoshop. You never wear shorts, you told me. You did it once on a stage.
Control I in Photoshop, completely.
You said, like,
invert.
Yeah, inverted. You once wore shorts on a stage, and you said, never again, right? Like, you saw pictures and said, that's embarrassing. Why?
My legs are an impossible shade of white. You know, like I'm Irish. You know, my arms are tan, my face gets tan, but like my legs, they just don't come out. They don't make their way into the sun ever. So because of that, they are so pale. My legs are powder pale white. And so here I am at an event that, you know, I'm trying to look good at, trying to rep bogey boys. I'm trying to, you know, look stylish on the golf course.
You did.
And on hole number five, I'm in a pair of shorts that I would never wear, exposing my calves. It makes sense that you wear shorts. You know, you sell shorts. Your legs are very tan, but me, never again.
Did you see I posted on Insta like a question mark because I posted one picture of you in shorts and Sergio was sitting behind and he looked interested, let's see. And I put like a question, that interactive thing. And the comments are impressive. Like people are really creative, but a fair amount. Actually, like the number one thing was, Sergio, how can I get that bogey boy strip? Like people were putting into Sergio's head that he's interested about your outfit. And you didn't like the shorts, but I have to admit, they looked kind of all right. All of you showed up in a very, very stylish way. And the Bogey Boys stuff is super good. I really, really like it. The look and feel of it, it's storytelling, and it's a different clothing for golfing as well on the streets. I'm wearing it in New York as well right now today. And it's not only for golf, but I really, really like it. And I like your taste as well. Was the shirt Bogey Boys too?
Yes, I was in a Bogey Boys shirt, Bogey Boys hat, Bogey Boys socks. Thank you for all the kind words. I appreciate that.
And the shirt looked like the Bavarian flag, right? Did you pick that on
purpose? It did. You pointed that out.
Because the Bavarian car brand that sent us there, it's their kind of... So you were aware of Bavarian heritage, let's say, and gave props to that, choosing that shirt. Very, very clever decision. But the shorts didn't make it long, right? 4 or 5 holes, and then you changed pants again?
They brought me another pair of pants. I had 3 outfit changes, and I was signing a couple things after the show for some kids, and one of the kids, he was maybe like 18, 19, and he said, "I really like the clothing line. You changed pants a lot today." And I explained to him it was because of my ass sweat, and he said, "Oh, I saw. So it was visible to not only you, Paul, but to other people watching.
I have one question, because I constantly, the podcast is called Alle Wege führen nach Rom, which means how to make it to the top. Fake it till you make it a little bit, like, because Yoko and I, my careers are very unusual, and we're talking about this a little bit. One of the best things that ever happened, my rapper guy, I told you about Materia, I once took him to a photography workshop, and the artist gave feedback being photographed. So you get photographed a lot as well. I'm not a photographer anymore, kind of told you, but still, I wonder, can you give me some general feedback? What did you think of me in the beginning, in the middle, after it? The weird, beardy, big German fellow how did I come across? I want some feedback. What's bad? What's maybe okay?
Well, I met you in the hotel lobby the night before. And if I'm being completely honest here, you picked Sergio Garcia as our golfing partner. Now, Sergio has a bit of a reputation, and it's probably stems from, years prior, but he has a bit of a temper on the golf course. At least he used to. That was the reputation. So I was a little bit frightened that we were going to be paired with someone that was super intense, angry, and potentially was going to end up yelling at me for hitting horrible golf shots. So we didn't start out strong, Paul.
Yeah,
I was like, I can't believe this dude picked Sergio Garcia. And sure enough, I was completely wrong. For one, from the very beginning, if I'm being honest, you were a pleasure. You were a joy. You were, you had a great spirit. I wish you could say you were an asshole that won me over. It's not the case. You were good vibes from the very beginning. You told me that you were worse at golf than me, which I don't know if is the case, but it made me feel better about myself. And we had a fantastic time. And Sergio Garcia is the homie. I love that guy.
Yeah.
He helped us read putts all day, had a great sense of humor. We had fun. So all around, I think that our group was really strong. And you got funnier and funnier as you continued to drink beers. I don't know if you got better at golf, but you definitely drank beer and the humor continued throughout the day. The shirt was sweaty as well.
Yeah.
I didn't look as much as your asshole as you looked at mine, but your shirt was sweaty and you were a joy.
Yeah, it was a great. Thank you very much for those kind words. And I got to give that back. Like, it was you needed like 1-2 holes to warm up, which is probably the first two songs on stage too, right? Like you right. need a little bit to see your audience and what's happening. And honestly, I was terrified on T number one because all the people watching and they introduce us and nobody really like, and then I hit the first shot straight up left in the woods, gone ball. You do the same. Your first shot was horrible too.
I completely followed you.
But playing the style we played, meaning we only choose one ball off the tee, we had Jason, the bachelor, in our team, which you made a couple of very, very good jokes about. Women on the way on the golf course whenever they were a little bit more interested into Jason than into us. We can say that, right?
I would agree.
Yeah. And
I would agree.
And you constantly
asked, beautiful man.
Yeah, and you constantly asked him, like, are you Bachelor Nation too? Is that an expression? Is there a Bachelor Nation?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. There is a Bachelor Nation. I am not like a tenured Bachelor follower. I got hip to the Bachelor maybe a year or two ago, but there is a Bachelor Nation. And, you know, it's funny because after we played the whole round, I think it was sometime yesterday, I realized that I have seen Jason on TV before. So I wasn't as familiar with him because I don't go that far back. I think he was 3 years ago on The Bachelorette. But again, great guy. Told that dude.
He was super nice. He was like he's the German audience. It's the American Paul Janke. There's just the Bachelor in Germany, sort of. So he's very handsome, very good looking. A little gigolo-ish. Do you know what a gigolo is? That expression?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
So, he's definitely gigolo-ish.
Yeah, absolutely. But he played insanely good and he saved us 500 times because, to be honest, you said I played well. I did. But only 18 shots over the day out of 100. And the other 91 or 92 were horrible. But the way we played, it didn't matter because we were insanely good as a team. Whenever I failed, you came around or Sergio came around or Jason came around. So one person always played a birdie and we ended up 20 under in 18. We played eagles. That was my highlight was hole two. I'm playing an eagle. I could go home. You know, like I was like, okay, that's it. I'm gone. Like,
yeah,
I'm
you're gone.
I don't need to do anything else. And that helped me a lot. How was it for you to play golf with an audience? Because like you're used to 180,000 people in the stadium tours. But you're legit used to large crowds. How does it feel if like, let's say 50, 60, 70 people, how many followed us? If they watch your golf swing, is that more terrifying?
You know, I've played in a couple pro-ams at this point, and it's not as nerve-wracking as I would have thought it was. You know, people are just excited to see you out there, and when you suck, you eventually pick your ball up and you keep going. I mean, there's such little pressure at these type of events in terms of the format in general. It's not as bad. I mean, I wasn't even really as horrible as my first shot was. I wasn't even really nervous on the first tee. I sometimes get more nervous just playing by myself, trying to go shoot for a low score. So it wasn't too bad.
You're not exactly a fast player. Did you ever get in trouble for taking your time?
Well, Paul, thank you for that. look. You know, things were feeling a little bit strange, okay? I'm usually a great wedge player. I couldn't get a wedge shot in the air.
Yeah.
So was I overthinking a little bit? Yes. Yes. Was there a leaf attached to my shoe at one point? Absolutely. I got that leaf off. There's slower players. There's faster players. I like to think of myself as somewhere in the middle, you know? Am I Sergio Garcia fast? No.
Yeah. Oh, it's so fun. That one video.
But yes, I've gotten in trouble many times.
Yeah.
I've gotten in trouble many times and on the internet as well.
Yeah. I love it. I want to talk about Bogey Boys. What's like, so once again, you started 2 years ago with golf, right? Or two and a half, which is insane.
Two like, and a half. Yeah.
Legit. It's insane. Your quality of golf after 2 years is incredible. It's insane. It's legit. Kudos to that. Why did you start golfing?
I randomly got dragged out onto a golf course in Hawaii and thought that I was going to hate it. And I ended up hitting a 5-iron out of the sand and I peered it, just smacked a 5-iron. And immediately my addictive personality kicked in and I was like, I want that feeling again.
Yeah.
And that feeling has not stopped. I mean, I literally wake up every day and I just want to play golf. It's just, there's something, there's a mental escape about it where I can just turn off my head, focus on one shot at a time and walk around for 4 or 5 hours that I really, really enjoy. So I got completely obsessed and it's not going anywhere anytime soon.
And then you started clothing straight away. Was that clear or did you? So Bogey Boys is a legit clothing golf brand. And when did that start? Was like, and why?
It started relatively shortly after. I mean, I was going into pro shops looking for golf clothes and I was like, these clothes are so boring.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same, like, you know, you can get your black shirt, your blue shirt, or your, you know, your gray shirt. It just all felt so similar. And I've always loved fashion. I've always, you know, loved design and had a big part in my own merch design forever. And flyers and posters and music videos, like the visual part is something that I love in terms of what I get to do for a living. And, but I've never been able to really wear my own merch. I don't want to wear a shirt that says Macklemore. You know, I'm never going to do that. So, but I do love design. So I thought, you know what? I'd met some guys that pitched me on doing a clothing label, you know, maybe 6 months before. And I was like, you know, maybe I should reach out to those guys and have a conversation. So I did. And, you know, shortly after we started Bogey Boys and started the design process, which if you think that I am a slow golfer, you should see me design because I put a lot of time, energy into it. And Bogey Boys, you know, it took almost a year, you know, almost a year and a half to really get off the ground and do our first drop because I wanted everything to be perfect from, you know, the designs to the zippers to the way that the pants hit at the shoe, to the polo and the collar, all the small details I really care about because I want to make something that I'm excited to wear. So it's been an amazing process. The response has been well above my expectations. Everyone seems to be really pumped on it. I'm excited about it. I think we're just getting better on the design tip. And it's been really cool, especially like during COVID where I couldn't perform. It was amazing to still have a creative outlet where I could still be creative and feel like I'm chipping away at something, even though we couldn't really be in the studio like normal and we couldn't be on stage.
Walk me through the design process. Like, do you sketch? Do you find samples? Do you, yeah, do you do it on Photoshop? What's like, I'm interested in that.
Yeah, I do. I do all of those. I work with a guy named Nick Guzman down in Los Angeles, and him and I, you know, I'm constantly on Pinterest, eBay, Etsy, looking for old inspiration pieces, ordering them, getting them, looking at the fabrics, the materials. I am, you know, just kind of scouring the internet. We're also just coming up with patterns, colorways. I'm on Photoshop. I'm on Procreate. He's on Illustrator. We get on, you know, share screen on Zoom and really just kind of go back and forth. And he'll come up to Seattle. I'll go down to LA and we'll put in, you know, 12 to 16 hour days and just design and just kind of fine tune from there. Then it gets shipped out. Samples come back. We give feedback and we kind of repeat that process until the product is perfect.
And how do you get it in Germany? Because our listeners are mainly German. So if they want to order Bogey Boys, they have to order in the US right now, right? You're shipping out of the US.
Yeah, shipping out of Los Angeles and it's bogeyboys.com.
Okay, perfect. So we kind of got to wrap up. I would talk 4 more hours with you because I like you. But you got to go, I got to go. And I said in the beginning, it's like a half episode. So we got to get to 30 minutes, which is now. What's coming next? Is there an album? Is there anything coming up? When are you playing again in Germany? Are you going to be on tour or something? What's next, Ben?
I think for right now, I would like to say I'm wrapping up an album. I don't know if that's 100% true. I think we're probably in the 75% finished phase, maybe 80, maybe a little bit more, somewhere around there. I will have a single by the end of the year, album hopefully coming in the springtime. I think that that's what we're shooting for. I believe we can hit it. And then, I don't know, you know, there's so many question marks with COVID right now in terms of touring in general, and in particular touring in Europe. Germany is, if not the biggest, definitely one of my biggest fan bases in the entire world. One of my favorite places to perform. I think that it probably is our biggest fan base. So I'm super excited to get back over to Germany. I imagine if I had to guess, Paul, it would be in the fall.
Okay.
That would be my guess, unless there's some sort of festival that happens next summer.
Well, that's a goal. That's going to be happen. Then you
that's
can,
a goal.
Then you can play golf there. But first, you should come down to Newport. Take your family. We have a good guest room. I barbecue for you. And then you can tan your legs, the lower leg part, you know? Like, we can work on the tanning process of your legs in Newport Beach, California, to get your legs a little bit tan.
I would love that, man. Okay. They need it.
Perfect. Thanks so much for hopping on that. Have a great weekend, my friend. I really enjoyed getting to know you. And I mean, we know each other for 4 days or something. But it feels like an older friendship, if you ask me.
I agree completely, man. Yep. You're a fantastic human. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, brother.